WNTV 84.3. Anybody up yet this morning? WRFE 702 monitoring. WSSW 542. You out there, Jack? WRBY 660 mobile.
Is that Dakota out there?
Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Just driving back to Davidson.
I see. I figured out who the heck is that out there. Is that my best buddy out there?
Yeah, I'm coming through the Mayville repeater right now, so I don't know how long I'm going to be able to hold it. I got my short antenna on today.
I see. What do you have now?
I'm on 69, just east of Lapeer.
Oh, I know you had exactly. You're almost by Flint. Maybe a little bit, let's see, west of Flint. Roger?
No, I'm southeast of Flint. I'm almost back towards, I'm headed towards 53. I'm 15 miles away.
You'll do good. You probably do good all the way down too, Roger.
I'm curious. I've never used this repeater on 69, so I'm wondering where it'll take me. I got a long ways to go though, and I got a short antenna.
See, if we get cut off, And this is WIEG 488.
My old setup in my Tacoma, I was able to run all the way to, well, Macomb is east, or 675 is east, but I was able to talk on, you know what? What repeater was I on? It was either, I think I ran the Flint GMRS repeater, if there is one, I'm pretty sure there is, a long ways on 69, and then I flipped right over to the 675. So I'm pretty sure I can run this. I'm almost positive. You know what? I'm going to try 675 right now.
And the 725, the Flint repeater, will get you down to Mount Clemens.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I got to update this radio. I don't have, I used to be an Eastsider, so I didn't really have anything programmed for over here. So I'm going to have to update it and get some of those in here. So I head towards Flint, Davidson, and Lapeer more than I head towards Chesterfield now. I'm going to flip over to 675. Give me one sec.
WIUG 48.
Yeah, no joy on Macomb yet. I'm still way too far west.
Sounding better. Roger.
I didn't change anything. I'm just, maybe I'm on a flat spot, I don't know, but yeah, I didn't even open Macomb. I'm just now coming up to Lapeer Road.
Well, I talked to a lot of people on Lapeer yesterday. They were all sounding good.
It's that time of year where there's no trees, or no leaves on the trees.
It's like a couple of crackling, no big deal, because no leaves, at least. Roger.
Yeah, I mean, I'm using a handheld and a 16-inch antenna, so I can only expect so much. I think I'm gaining elevation, though, so it should improve.
Yeah, you're doing a good job out there anyhow. Even Lapeer, you should do good, too. As I just saying, last night I talked to a couple of people from Lapeer County. And they were on Flint repeater. Roger?
That repeater is linked in to 675 and 2600, though, I think. Or not 2600, 625.
Oh, that Flint repeater is 725. 725.
Yeah, copy that, but that repeater is linked to 675, 550, and 625, so there's a network.
But you know what? It's very powerful repeater. I don't know, you know where that is. It's right in the hospital in Flint. Roger?
I remember the day it went live, I was coming home from Grand Rapids, and I talked on that thing for like 40 miles. It's a really good repeater, especially if you're going east and west on 96.
Yeah, probably cover, you know what? Sometime maybe it covers all the way to Port Huron site.
Yeah, I'm 10 miles from 53, so I'm wondering when I'm going to be able to get in them and comb.
Papa, do you? No problem.
All right, I'm monitoring both now, so we'll see.
Hey, at least there's sunshine out there. And the quiet, no wind, no nothing. Roger.
Copy, it's nice out. 41 degrees, 42 degrees, just went up. And sun's trying to peak out, so I'm not complaining. Better than the 20s.
Yeah, better for a 20. It's going to be near, they said 46. So I don't know how that good is.
Supposed to be 46 today, you said?
And that's what they said, 46.
Sweet, I hope so. I wouldn't mind going outside for a bit today, but it's chilly. I'm at that point where I'm just over it and going to stay inside.
See, but it's still sounding good. Just a couple of crackling was no big deal. Very clear audio. Roger.
All right, good to know. You're sounding good too. Receive's been super clear this whole time. So I'm still not seeing anything coming through on 675, which means I'm still a ways away from that.
Yeah, I'm sure of that, but if you're heading to Lapeer County, you should be on 725.
I don't have 725 in this radio, but I will program it when I get home. I'm going into Mayville, which I think is probably, it's definitely closer to me than Flint. Pretty sure it's just north of me.
Mayville repeater is a good repeater too. And I don't know about the one in Bay City. I don't know if they fixed it or not. Last time I heard it was down.
Yeah,
check those everything. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Dakota.
I was gonna say I'm not sure. I don't go that way anymore.
So you're on the way coming down home, correct?
Yeah, I had to go pick up an order at Tractor Supply in Davidson. They were the only ones in the area that had it. So heading back home now. I'm 5 miles away from 53. So making my way there and then enjoying the rest of my Sunday before I gotta go back to work this week.
What day is that? Go back to work? Monday morning?
Monday through Friday every week.
Good. Monday through Friday keep you busy all the time, which is good. I heard some people, they only work 4 days a week. Roger.
I don't mind a 3-day weekend every now and again, but yeah, I don't think I would want it every week. I spend too much money and then I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, so I don't mind going to work.
Well, Dakota, that's all you got to do. Take that shotgun out and go bird hunting.
I called my buddy today to see if he wanted to try to pump some rabbits up, and he didn't answer, so I don't know. I guess I'm going to be done hunting for the year. That's all right.
That's good for a year anyhow, which is a good idea, Roger.
My freezer's full, so I'm not hurting to shoot anything.
Now it's time to sit down and relax, Roger.
Yes, sir. Did you end up taking your test last week or this past week?
Yes, I did. On the 1st of December, and I failed with 5. It's supposed to have not correct, so I fell with 10 instead of for 15 because I got with 5 different.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. I thought you were taking one last week, and I might have been wrong. Wait, that was the first, wasn't it? I don't know. Well, keep at it. You'll get it sooner or later.
But probably tomorrow I'm going to take another one online. The guys that took it before, when Captain Don said those are the best people. So I'm going to call them probably tomorrow and see if I can get a test tomorrow.
Are they the ones in California?
No, that's not the one in California. I think, I don't know exactly what they are, because I forgot what they are. I can find out.
I'd have to look at my certificate, but I took my general with the same people Captain Don tested with.
Captain Don, he said he was talking to them all the time.
I think I'm running out of rope here, Jack.
Still doing okay. Where you at now?
Getting off on 53 from 69, but McComb's still not coming in very strong. And I'll be heading south on 53, putting my cab of my truck between the repeater and my antenna.
So you're still doing all right, just like I said, a couple of collections, which is no big deal. That's from driving, Roger.
That's good. I'm impressed. I still can't open the...
Hey, repeater, how are you on? Now you're getting a little bit noisy, Roger.
Go to the main zone machine.
Dakota, the gentleman out there said go to maybe a repeater. That will be the 550.
I'm barely getting in. WRVY
660,
I will be
clear. Hey, good talking to you and good to hear from you. And keep it up. WIUG 48.
WRGX
218, stand by. Station 218, WRUG 48, copy.
Copy that, Jack. Good morning.
Morning, at least it's sunshine, no wind blowing, quiet, it's about 41 degrees, that's what I heard.
Yeah, Roger that. I bet you it hits 50. I bet you it hits 50 if that sun stays the way it is, over.
They said 46, but you're right. Because there's sunshine, no wind blowing, and it's a clear sky, which is good.
Roger that. How am I sounding back to you? I'm on that Yagi on medium power, over.
Sounding okay, except that repeater problem. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Not as bad as it's been the last few days, though. Don't seem to be. I heard a lot of stuff scratchy coming in on 600 there this morning.
I don't know if I can go there and find out.
Yeah, there were some stations on now. Mr. Tommy talking. I could hear them, but they were scratchy. So banding is so-so today. It might be gone by now, I'm not sure.
Well, Randall, see if you switch to the harvest. I want to see the difference.
Okay, that's on the harvest now. Can you tell anything?
Your audio came up a little bit more from the Yagi. The audio is really, you know, it sounds like he's sitting by me here. That one is a little bit low. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. All right, I'll leave it on the harvest. Yeah, I got good conditions today, all right, so. Hey, we'll see what happens.
Probably gonna get out of Toledo, Ohio, a few stations out there. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. We still had some scratchiness come in on that one.
Anyway, it was somebody from I believe, Toronto, Ohio, was talking, or maybe, he said somewhere in Canada. I said, sorry, sir, I cannot talk to you because you're on Canadian side, and you're going to have a call sign.
Copy that. What was that, last night? Yesterday?
It was yesterday. He was coming clear, so he might be by the, you know, by area, you know, lake, probably out that way. But he was coming very clear.
He's probably just crossed the river in Windsor somewhere, very close. Downtown 625 repeater, right?
Oh, no, it was, I don't know, he didn't say, but, you know, like, we heard before that another station from Lake Erie that way, too. So he maybe was coming on that 675 repeater from way up north.
Yeah, roger that. Maybe up towards here on Sarnia. Oh well, I didn't hear that one. I must have been headed off or something.
I asked him if you have an emergency. He said, no, that's an emergency, but I'd like to talk. I said, I don't mind talking to you, but we cannot do that. The United States, they were not allowed to do that, to talk to Canadians.
Yeah, roger that. Well, they'll give us some string and a couple cans and talk to them that way. Over.
I don't know what to tell you. You might have a couple shot of whiskey.
Good big, good big. I got the old 11 meters going here this morning. A lot of activity going on that. Down south, coming in pretty good. So let's get to rolling today for them.
Yeah, with this weather, quiet, sunshine, clear sky, you're going to get a lot of things today. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I think I'll go get me some cheap gas and fill up today and maybe wash my car. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, I know. Hurrah. About a couple of days ago, that's all I was out there.
Yeah, gee, I don't know. I think I paid $279 or something like that. It was pretty decent.
By you there, it should be reasonable because you buy the airport there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I think I've seen $279. I'll take that. I might go to Kroger's and use some points.
Last time I used the point, it came out, discount it was $2.50.
Yeah, I'll probably do that, make the trip across town. Yeah, it'd be worth it.
Yeah. Drive around a little bit with the sunshine and quiet wind, no problem at all. That would be good. It's worth it. That's what I think. Roger.
Copy that. All right, Jack. I'm going to stand by here for a little bit, get me something to eat. And, it's after 10 already. I didn't think it was this late. Hey, we'll talk at you a little bit later. This is WRZX 218, and we're going to be standing by and clear after your final.
All right, you take care and have a good day. We'll talk again. WIUG 88, clear.
Do you copy? This is WRWK 542.
WRVV 525 mobile. WSUL 664. WSUL 664. Testing. If there's any station monitoring, we'd appreciate a signal check.
WSET 257 monitoring.
WSEL 664. WSEL 664 testing. If any station is monitoring, I would appreciate a signal check.
WSET 427,
is coming in loud and clear. Station, can you repeat? It sounded like two stations were coming in on top of each other.
This is WSET 426. Your signal is coming in very loud and clear.
Thank you, 426. I appreciate it. I've got a new radio antenna combination going on. It's actually a 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna. So kind of curious how it would work with this new radio on GMR. So appreciate the signal report. This is WSEL 664. I'll be monitoring.
664, it's coming in really nice and clear. I'm up here by 23, mile and 984. It's coming in clear. I'm not detecting any interference at all. Enjoy the rest of your day. 426 out.
Thank you, 426. Yeah, for location purposes, I'm in currently in Trenton, Michigan, so south of Detroit. Heading towards Gross Fuel, so in that area. I guess you're coming in loud and clear as well. No background noise, so great signal from your side. This is WSEL 664. I'll be monitoring, standing by.
This is WSEC 257. I'm clear over here in Farmington as well. I'll copy.
Station in Farmington, you came in pretty weak on my side. I did hear you say that I was loud and clear for you, but a lot of background noise and a fairly weak signal on your side.
Roger that. Thanks for the signal report. Using a small HD here from inside the house, so probably not going to be great.
Yep, I picked you up better that time. Still a little bit of background noise, but definitely much more clear on the sound. Yeah, I've got an HD I play with inside as well, and yeah, it's hit or miss, I think, depending on the environment as to how you hit your computer.
Roger that. Yeah, this is my first time on this repeater here, so thanks for letting me know. I'll try to make some improvements in the future. This is WSET 257 here.
257, yeah, you were pretty clear there on your transmission, so yeah, it's coming in good for an HD inside. That's tough. It's hard for that signal to get out, so especially at low wattage, so yep. Doing good. What type of antenna do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
Uh, WSCT 257. This is, I don't even know who manufactured this. It came with one of my HTs, but put it on the signal analyzer, and it did pretty okay on the GMRS frequencies, so I stuck it on here.
Yep, as long as it does well, yeah, it's it sounds good. Like I said, it's kind of a weak signal, but again, HT inside is to be expected. Yeah, I have a signal stick on my little HT. It does pretty well, but really no better than the Nagoya 771. I also have one of those, and quality of signal seems to be very similar between both. What I do like about the signal stick, though, is basically I can tie it in a knot and stick it in a backpack and stuff, and I don't have to worry about a big long antenna, you know, sticking out. It's very packable. I carry it with me with work, too. So, good talking to you. I know you were going to be standing by, so I didn't mean to continue the conversation if you weren't in a position to do so, but this is WSEL 664. I'll be standing by as well.
No worries. Glad to finally make contact on here. So this is WSET 257 clear.
WRWR 357 mobile.
WSSB 793. Is that GICP 448 in there, Kurt? WSSB 793, monitor.
WSBX712 on air and monitoring.
WSSC 793, WRUT 488, in there, check. Check nine. WSSC 793, monitoring.
WSEB 387, monitoring.
WSSC 793 for modulation check.
Hi, WRZP-544, Sheboygan County, sir. I have you loud and clear.
I appreciate it. Same with you. We're Sheboygan County. You're coming in really nice and really good there. Yeah, I just popped this handheld mic on this Bowling portable. Wanted to see if it worked there. Anyway, thanks for the radio check. Appreciate it. WFSD 793 monitoring.
No problem at all, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day and be safe. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring.
This is WSAX 712 from Westland. I'm also reading you loud and clear, and 844 Bob. It's good to hear you again, my good sir. It's been a hot minute since I've been on. Over.
WRZP 544, roger that. Hopefully you're well.
Yes, sir. I'm doing well, recovering after all the shenanigans for Thanksgiving, getting prepped for Christmas now. Hopefully yours was a good one as well.
No complaints, sir. None whatsoever. I have my help. I'm upright. I don't think I could ask for anything more. Well, be safe down there, and we'll do it again, I'm sure. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
And WSAX 012, clear and monitoring as well.
WFDM 993 monitoring the station.
Sorry, Zebra 810 mobile monitoring. got it.
Station 544. Station out there, 544. WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear. Station 421. Station 421. WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear. Station 218. Station out there, 218. WIUG 488, copy.
Yeah, Roger that, Jack. What's going on? Pretty quiet out here this afternoon, Roger.
Hey, Greg, I don't know why Bob is not out there. Another thing is, you're right, this morning, it's 51 degrees here, Roger.
Copy that. I know, I heard the neighborhood kids out there playing, so yeah, I knew it was going to be a little bit better than what they said.
It's 51 here, but I believe that, yeah, that's a nice 51 degrees. A little bit, walking around a little bit, the house, Roger.
Yeah, I went out and got some gas and washed my car, and I could tell it was going to be a little more in middle 40s.
Good, but at least, and that's about it. Some are cloudy, some are clear sky, and that's about it here.
Copy that. Yeah, it should be dark here pretty quick, and it'll cool off.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, I'm heading right now. I'm driving to Tractor Supply. I want to see if they get me some of that root beer. Root beer. They have a good root beer out that way. I want to get some.
Roger that. I didn't know they sold root beer.
Yeah, they got the best root beer, believe me. But it's too bad they don't have the zero. They only got with sugar. But what I usually do, put ice, because it's hot, you don't want to drink it hot, so you put ice, so that leaves the sugar a little bit lighter. Roger?
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah, okay. You got to take it home and cool it off to drink it cold.
Let me ask you, are you on the Yagi or a Harvest? Because maybe you're on 51. Roger?
No, I'm on a Harvest, medium power, like 10 watts.
Okay. You want to switch back to the Yagi and see what happened? Because your voice is so strong, which is good anyhow. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm on. I can got two adjustments on medium. I can go 10 watts or I got it on 10.
It should be good enough with 10. Roger.
Copy that. Okay, now here's 10 watts on the Yagi. You tell the difference?
A little bit of...
Yeah, that's probably expected, I suppose.
Randall, you take care and good talking to you. And have a good day. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack, talk to you later, maybe this evening or something. WRZX 218, we're standing by.
We will get a chance to talk to Dan out there in Ohio.
Okay, we'll see.
You know what, I'm going to see if he can get on the radio.
Yeah, I haven't heard nothing all day.
I guess everybody went to church, came back, got a little bit tired. Now it's time to eat a little bit and relax. Roger.
Suppose so.
And take care. WIUG 48.
Jill, WRZX 218, we're standing by and clear.
WSDI 847, WIUG 48. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG 48, clear.
Thank you.
station out there calling? Station 544. Station 544. WRUG 488. Copy. Station 544. It's station 544. WIUG 488. Copy. WIUG 488. WIUG 488, clear. Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 488, copy.
WSBM 993, station monitoring. WSBM 993 radio check.
WSBK 200, sounding good.
Thank you so much. WSBM 993 clear monitoring.
WSBK 200 clear.
station out there calling. WIUG Fleet 8.
Mike and Owl, how
are
you doing, Jack?
Very good, Mike. How you doing? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Good, thanks. Yeah, it's been a few minutes. I started playing around with some ham radio stuff, so I haven't been on the CMRS stuff lately.
Yeah, that's good. A few ham, it's okay. I have equipment here at the place. I don't know if you ever heard of this place. And I go on T4XC, and I go on like 80 meter. Roger.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I actually just got my technician license last weekend and was playing around with some 80 meter and 6 meter stuff.
Be good? Did you make any good contact, Mike?
Yeah, just a couple so far. I've been kind of more so play around with the antenna, make sure I have the tunes correctly. But yeah, it's been so far so good. Sorry, say again, I lost the your last transmission there. I couldn't quite make it out.
No problem. So you just got the tech license?
Yep, no, I'm reading it. Just last weekend, took it down at South Lyon there, the South Lyon Embassy.
Yeah, I know, I have not been there because it's a little bit far away from me, but I've been on a cruise, Hazel Park, and, I used to go to Eureka too, so I just went out that way, and I always fell with one. You believe that?
Yeah, it's a little ways from me, I don't know, 20-25 minutes, and then it's either taken there or up in the Flint area, so I decided to go down the South Line.
But you know what, you can take it online. There's a lot of places online you can take. Roger?
Yeah, I did see that. I was thinking about it, but then, I was, I was picking up that South Line repeater there, the guy's talking, so I figured I would, just check it out with them, and they were real, real nice guys, and they did a great job, and, kind of glad I did it first, and I got to meet a couple other people.
That's good. Like I was saying, I have a Drake, and I go on 10 meter. I'm not a licensed yet. I go on 10 meter, 20 meter, 40 meter,
I listen to all of them every day. Roger.
Yeah, I was just listening to some 10-meter stuff earlier. I was picking up a lot of, sounds like, traffic from South America area.
Oh, yeah. You know, on that sex license, you can go on that 10-meter SF, and there's a lot of repeaters around. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, I'm familiar with some of the 2-meter repeaters in the area, but nothing really other than that. But yeah, I know it's kind of a narrow area of the band there. You can use for the technician license on 10-meter there, but I'm picking up some stuff.
I have a lot of friends, and they have about 4 repeaters. I don't know if you ever heard the FBI. FBI warned, or there's another one. Roger.
No, not familiar. I'll have to check that out.
Now give me a minute. Let me get that, their what they call it, the frequency for you. Roger.
Sounds good. I'll take that down when you get a second.
There?
Yeah, Roger, that's clear.
.442-600. That's the Warren FBI repeater.
Copy that. I appreciate it. I'll enter, put it in my memory bank.
Let me give you another one. 442-075. That's 442-075. That's the FBI Romeo.
Got that one down too. Appreciate it.
No problem, Mike, anytime you like. I don't have no problem with you at all. Anyhow, there's another one. If you want to, I have one, Mike. It usually goes up from 9 o'clock in the morning till about maybe 10 o'clock. What it is people calling for all over the United States, and they all talk about, like, do you get your mail in the morning or afternoon? Pepics. I call them Pepics. Roger.
Well, I work from home a lot still, so I try to hop on the radio here and there, kind of during the day here too. So I'm always, you know, if I get a free minute, I'll try to scan and see what's going on.
Well, if you like to listen to them, you know what I'm saying? Some of them come from Florida, some of them from Arizona, some of them from California, and all over the United States. They call in the morning, and all they have is, you know, what is the answer for today? Some of them in and out and all that. I have the frequency for them, if you like.
Yeah, copy that. Happy to take it down.
443-625. That's 443-625.
Thank you, Jack. I'll put it in the memory bank as well. We're looking to fill up those spots and add it to the list.
I have some more, like tonight, Sunday night, Hazel Park, they have a net. It starts at 9 o'clock. I have that too, if you like. You can listen to them, you know. There's people calling from Australia. I don't know if you heard anybody from Australia, but they are. They every Sunday night, they have the net. And you can talk to them because they will say whoever got the license early or something like that, he can come in and he can talk to them. And they over here in Hazel Park, I can give you that too if you like.
Yeah, I think I actually have that one. It sounds familiar. I think I have that one stored actually.
That one is 146-640. It comes out at 9 o'clock. But there's another one, 443-550. We call it double nickel. They come on Monday night at 7 o'clock. They are a warrant. Roger.
Yep, copy that. I'll check that one out too. Appreciate it, Jack.
Well, Mike, no problem at all. Anytime you like. Anytime you want to say something, I'm with you out that way. Roger.
Yep, always nice talking to you, Jack. And you're in my old hometown, Rochester Hills. There, that's where I grew up. So, always a pleasure talking with you.
No problem. And I think all these frequencies I give you, I think the PL for those is 102, I believe. Some of them like 100. And the FBI, I don't know exactly, I have to pull it out. But the FBI, they have about 5-6 repeaters, they all connect together. And they go far, I mean really far.
Copy that, thank you.
They're all good friend of mine. You believe that? And it's just me, I don't have the license yet.
Are you planning on taking the test tube? Over.
Mike, on the 1st of December, I took one and I failed with 5. You're supposed to have 9 not correct with no problem. I got 15 instead of 9. And a month ago, I took one. I was off with 1. So I'm going to take it online because I have a company. They go online and I've been with them. So I'm going to take it online. I'm going to try to take it tomorrow or Tuesday. Roger.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, it's not an easy test. I was kind of shocked taking the practice test. And, it was kind of a learning curve, but I stayed with a ham radio prep online course, and that seemed to help pretty well. I was able to kind of, it was helpful watching the videos, the short videos, and then taking a quick test after every lesson there, so I did pretty well with that one.
So that, yeah, I have a ham study. Well, ham study is different. And last year I paid $400 for that, which is no big deal. I don't care about that. And I like it. I really do like it because they give you an answer. They will give you an answer. If you don't know which one IRC is for, there's a corner on top. You click on that and say, I don't know the answer, and they will give you that answer. And that's one thing I like about that.
Yeah, plans having an explanation for, you know, if you get it wrong, why you got it wrong, and what the actual answer is, and the stop line, you can see that's what it's helpful to have.
You're sounding good anyhow tonight, Roger.
You're coming in loud and clear. A couple early transmissions there, I kind of lost the tail end, but now everything's been really clear.
Hi, Mike. Good talking to you. And you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, plate 8.
Thank you, Jack. Have a good rest of your evening.
WSTJ 347. How about you, Jack?
Hey, there, buddy. I know from the east side, and that way up north. I forgot the name of that street. I forgot the name of the street. How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm just writing down all them frequencies you gave that other guy.
But they're all ham. So they're all technician because there's a lot of repeaters around. Roger?
You said you took your test in December, beginning, in Oak Park?
Oh, I took it over Land Cruise, over there in Harrison Township by you.
Oh, 10-4. I took my general in Oak Park on the 3rd, I think it was. And I got my general on the 3rd.
Now you got all three of them?
Oh, I don't have the extra. I'm not going for the extra. They said that's real hard test, real hard.
Right about that. That is very hard. You know why? Because it's all digital. You gotta know the digital. But you know what? If you know these both of them, it shouldn't be that hard for the other one. I don't know if you remember Professor Don. You know what I mean? He'll tell you it's hard. But if you know those two, it shouldn't be that hard at all. Anyhow, Professor Don is no longer here anyhow.
And 4. You got an antenna for the HF?
HF antenna. Let me tell you about the HF antenna. That's on the like, what is that, 10 meters and 2 centimeters? Is that what you want?
I got the 2 meters, 70 centimeter. I'm working on my, looking for a HF antenna.
Now, What are you running right now? USF, VHF?
Yeah, my VHF, UHF antenna is a tram 1480.
Well, that should do the job for you. I don't know if you know that or not, because at the VHF, UHF, you should be able to do that for you.
Yeah, I got to get a one for 20 meter, 40 meter, stuff like that.
I tell you what, DX Engineering, they got that set up if you like that. It's going to be a little bit expensive, it's not going to be cheap. Last time I was out there, about $325. You get like 7 earrings. I bought that antenna since 1982.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta look around. I just got some coax cable from now. I think it's RG13U. Like you said the other day, good coax cable's not cheap.
A good coax cable is LMR, L-M-R. I'm talking right now on the 240 LMR. But they got 400. You can take that up north. You don't have no problem over there. And Valley Road, Roger.
Roger that.
Did he go hunting?
Yep, we went. My cousin got a couple, 4-point, a doe. My oldest son shot his first doe. And me and my youngest son didn't get anything. I saw a little 4-point spike, some does, nothing big enough to shoot.
That's good anyhow. At least you got some. It was cold out that way or no? It was not too bad.
It wasn't too bad towards the end of the season. And we just came home today for muzzle loading. And they had 5 inches of snow up there when we left this morning.
I know what you're saying. Well, Bob had, I think, four foot of snow up there. What Bob is, Roger.
Yeah, that's a lot of snow up there. That's a lot of snow.
Last night I was talking to the guy in Gaylord. I don't know if he's out there tonight or not, but he said he had 2 foot snow up there. Roger.
Roger that. We had, like I said, about 5 inches of snow. I heard some snowmobilers. The snowmobiles out on the roads out there. So I could just imagine how many people went up to Gaylord and up to see where Bob's at, the snowmobile.
And that was the season of them, the snowmobile, and they are, you know, in the season. That's why they all go up north. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I seen a bunch of snowmobile trailers heading up north when we went up Friday evening.
I don't know. You know what? Well, we used to go there. We used to drive up there in the morning before deer season, 2 days before deer season. We sit there in the camp. We had a motorhome. We sit there, scout the area first day, come back, sleep, get up again, scout the area again, see which way the deer running. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. That's what we kind of do. Well, I got a little property there, but we put some cameras out and see what kind of deer are coming in and out.
That's why we used to go there to Valley Road. I tell you what, I like it there, but it came like 3-4 years. That was back to, what is that, 2000, before 2000, 95 or something like that. We didn't see any. We were way over there, but we didn't see any. But you know what? I'm telling you, that snow, when it come down, it'll be white out, and you cannot do anything.
Yeah, 10-4 on that. I've been there like that, too, when the snow comes in, and can't see nothing.
But I found out that's low ground, over that way, where that Valley Road, it's a low ground, that's why you see all that snow. You know, I tell you, I never see so much snow, then we had to stay there all night till next day. And not only that, you know, I mean, I like it there and everything else, but the thing is, you know, you don't know what you're going to get into. Those trees, they're all over there on the side of the road. And if one fell, you're going to have a chainsaw for that to cut it.
Oh, yeah, I've been there and done that before. I've seen that coming down the road. Just coming down my road, I got a little dirt road half mile back. And when you get a good snow, all the trees are, you could barely drive through there with all the trees hanging over with all the snow on them.
That's why we used to go get up there in the morning, 2 days before, you know, hunting season. Get up there in the morning, you know, everything is clean and all that, and stay there for like 4 or 5 days in the motorhome.
Good times though, huh? Lots of good times up there. Bonfires.
It's very good times. Really, we had a beautiful time that way. We used to have three, four people we know up that way, but they were all old in the 80s, you know. They were old people, but they used to go there all the time, and every time we go there, we see them, and we sit on the camp for a while, you know, bonfire, like you said. We stayed there one time. You know, it was wide open field. And I'm not kidding, we were there on the campfire, and here's a deer coming running through that clear, you know, area. We didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, to sit there and watch them run around, huh?
Yeah, there's nothing else. Then he said, then a friend of ours, you know, he said, well, let him go. We're just going to, you know, let him go, and that's it. And he turned around and got in the woods. But really, it was wide open, like about, I would say, you know, I don't know, they said when we were there about 5 years before, they had the fire there in Rose City. So it was nothing but a clear shot. So we didn't bother with it. We just sit there and drinking that corn, that corn whiskey. I don't know if you know what that is. It's like a pure alcohol.
Yeah, that's the homemade stuff, the good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, that was a really good stuff. You just take a little shot and you'll be warm. You don't need no blanket, no nothing.
I only tried it once or twice in my life, but, yeah. It's good stuff.
Well, anyhow, I don't know, maybe somebody else has the need to use the frequency or not, but good talking to you. We'll talk again. We always can find somebody to talk to. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Great talking to you too, Jack, again. Good times, good times. WSDJ 347. We'll just be monitoring the channel.
WSFD 793 to WRPB 448. You out there? WSOC 793. I'm gonna wave a good evening to you, Jack. And I'm gonna sit back and monitor.
All right, buddy. Take care. WIUG 48 clear.
Yeah, I just wanted to say too. I was talking to Kurt last night, WRPB 448, and we were talking about the shortwave radio. I wasn't paying attention to my battery status, and a battery died mid-transmit, so that's what happened to me. Anyway, good evening to you, WSFD 793 monitoring.
Yeah, no problem. Don, no problem at all. I'm sorry, Dave. No problem at all. Yeah, I wonder what happened. I know that because when you talk a lot and you're on a handheld, you know, the battery's going to go very low right away. And that's why. But I'm not because I'm on a DV20G. That's it. I use power supply for that. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Well, there's two things that get mentioned that, two things that perk me up is either somebody mentioned shortwave radio or guitars. Sometimes I tend to get a little long-winded, but, you know, it's embarrassing. It was embarrassing. I unkeyed it. Everything's good, and I'm like, oh, God, there. Roger.
Dave, I know exactly what you're saying. You're right. Sometimes what happens, that's what happens. But you know what? These radios, the way they make them okay, but you know what? They don't tell you, hey, every so long, you know, they're set up for like 90 second or something like that, or 105 second, they have that set up. Some people set them up on 60, and they have to, you know, get off of there, that way they can go back in again. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. Yeah, I already went up on Amazon. Was looking at the higher capacity batteries for this. I was telling my friend today, I wish there was a way I could run this off in an external supply. I mean, I'm sure there's a way I can come up with something, but yesterday you suggested, or last night, or last evening, or yesterday, last night, you suggested I tried my ham mic on this, and I did plug the ham mic in today, and I got a modulation check, and everybody said it sounded really good there, Roger.
There's like a time where you have to stop talking and all that stuff. Then you go back in for a little bit, like a couple, even half a minute. Some of them, no, they just die down. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Well, as you know, I'm a beginner, so I'm learning as I go here. You guys have been pretty helpful to me on that. But, like I said, you mentioned shortwave radios, you mentioned guitars, man, and that gets me going. I love talking about that stuff, but I tend to forget. Sometimes I get to talking, and it's like, I forget that I'm supposed to, I shouldn't be going that long. I don't know how much charge I had in the battery anyway. I wasn't paying attention to the battery indicator there, Roger.
Dave, that's okay. Don't worry about it. What can you do? I know it's not your fault. I know it was the battery fault because the longer you were talking on the radio, that's why. Anyhow. Well, David, if you need any help, like I said, no problem at all. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, 88.
Yeah, roger that, Jack. By the way, you sound great. Clean, good audio. Anyway, you have yourself a good evening, Jack, and WSFZ 793, and I'm going to put that monitor in.
WRPV 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. Hello, Jack. Hello, Dave.
Z793. Hello, Kurt. How you doing tonight, sir?
Well, I am very, very good. I do believe we spoke the other night about shortwave radio.
Yeah, I was just telling Jack, two things perked me up when you mentioned shortwave radio or guitars. And sometimes I tend to get a little long-winded, and my battery died mid-long-windedness with you last night there, Roger.
Copy that. Well, I just wanted to chime in only for a minute. I had talked about getting a new radio, and I just now put up my long wire antenna, so I will be listening to it tonight. Over.
Yeah, roger that. In short, you mentioned my realistic Radio Shack handheld, and you said how much you like Radio Shack. I was saying that even when I was a little kid before I got an electronic, there was a Radio Shack over by me. And I used to love going in there and looking at the transistors and packs of, semiconductors and CDs and everything. And just a block down from it was the Heathkit store. I used to love going in there and looking at all the Heathkit stuff there, Roger.
Copy that. I remember the Heathkit store as well.
Yeah, it's been several years, obviously. That would have been more of my middle school time of my life. But yeah, Radio Shack was the best store, hands down. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Till they went from selling whatever you needed, any semiconductor you needed or anything in the future, you would know what you, you know, would can, you know, have knowledge of all that. And then you turn to where you go in there and you ask for a 2N222 transistor and they scratch your head and go, what's that? But they'll sell you a cell phone or a big screen TV. Yeah, I was going to ask you how that shortwave radio is working out there for you.
Well, I mean, I got one channel in on the little telescopic antenna that came with it, but I just now, you know, like I had said, I hooked up a long wire antenna. I had one before, but a tree contractor took it out. So I just now got it strung back up, and I'm hoping to get a lot of stuff tonight. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Are you running it off the wall with after, or are you running it on batteries there, Glenn?
Internal battery. Yeah, I get where you're coming at with the AC line noise. I definitely can't have my TV on when I'm listening to this thing, that's for sure.
Yeah, Roger, that's kind of a little problem I have here. On my table here, I have a 50-inch TV, and it interferes with the radio. Some of my radios are really interfering with it, some of them. But yeah, it's better to use batteries than use the wall board. You're right. All my radios, interfere with the wall board that comes with the power supply. I run them on batteries. Well, the wall works, you know, even if they're not switching, they can make some noise.
Copy that. I have an electronics background from high school, and I'm also an electrician. So yeah, tracking down noise is a pretty common thing, it seems like. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, some years ago, before the advent of big screen TVs and switching power supplies and stuff, you didn't have that much interference. You know, you get some interference, you know, but now it's tougher to listen to these radios, because especially if you have TVs and, you know, big screen, you don't even have to be in the same room. Is that a general coverage radio? Is that like, you know, full coverage? Go ahead.
You're starting to cut in and out a bit. Yeah, this thing covers everything except airband, which, you know, we were talking the other night, isn't probably worth listening to, and I have a radio that covers that. It covers everything. I'm still watching videos on how to even turn the thing on. That's how involved it is. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, as a general rule of thumb, from 10 megahertz down, when you get all the time, from 10 megahertz is where you get the daytime bands there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I have a little portable handheld shortwave Redicus deal I bought for like $20. I was listening to that at night prior to my long wire getting removed by a tree company. WRPB448 for identification purposes. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. WSV 793 for identification purposes. Cuba's still on the air at night. But what if you want to mess around, you know, pop in 6 megahertz, and that's Radio Havana, Cuba, and then slowly tune downward, and you pick up some international stations as you go down. And then what I'll do is I'll start back at 6 megahertz and go up, see what I can get. You know, sometimes I pull off if they're broadcasting in English. It all depends on the conditions, but yeah, having an outside wire does help a lot there, Roger.
Copy that. Well, it's good to speak with you. I heard you and Jack talking, wanted to say hello to both of you real quick. I'm going to get back to something I'm working on. I will be monitoring the station. We will talk again soon, and hopefully I can tell you how I did listening to my radio next time we speak. Until then, this is WRPB 448, clear on your final, and I will be monitoring the frequency. Over.
Okay, Roger, that was very good. Good talking to you, too. Like I said, I was a little embarrassed last night on TV. I don't know how much of it you got, but either way around. Yeah, I'm interested to find out how you make out with that radio, and anything I can do to help you, I'd be more than happy to. WSFZ 793.
WIUG 48. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, Jack. I just barely heard the repeater sound this way, but I hope that I didn't get to say hello to you. There were conditions at work in there, so hope I'm making it sound right. Go ahead.
Are you coming in here clear? Your audio is clear. Just a couple of questions. That's about it. How you doing? I haven't heard anything from you out that way.
Oh, yeah, the band's not been up, not been good down this way. I haven't been able to hear, there's much up north lately, but you guys are there tonight, so I can say hello, but, I wanted to say hello, and guess I was just here,
good to hear from you, and you take care, and if I don't have anything, I will text you for that. No problem at all. And you do the same. You take care, but you're sounding okay. You're coming very clear here. Just a couple of questions. Roger. Good to hear from you again. You take care, and you have a good weekend. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills.
Damn box, I'm out, dude.
Yeah, I'm here, Dave. What's up?
Good evening. What's poppin' over there?
Just kicking back, listening to what's going on, just in chill mode, getting ready for my show to come on in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I upped my power back up, man. You sound really good. You're sounding really good, clean, through the repeater tonight there, roger.
For sure, thanks. Yeah, I kicked the power back down to medium on this. There for a while, I was listening to you're fading in and out pretty bad. It kicked the power up, and I'm sure it helped because I cleaned it up real good. So.
Yeah, all right, man. All right, I'll let you get on with the show. I'm going to go ahead, sit back, monitor, and, you know, watch my tube, watch my YouTube as usual. And I'm monitoring.
Okay, roger that, Dave. Yeah, I'm going to be standing by, too. Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot, 902, standing by.
Station 999, WIUG3D, copy.
WIUG3D, copy.
Hey, Mike, this is Jack, WIUG3D. I just found out at 146640, the frequency, it's at Hazel Park. Their PL is 100. Now, the 550 is 107.2, the PL. So you have to set these up. Roger.
Roger that. Noting it down. Thank you.
No problem. Now they, the Hazel Park has, they have the round table, so if you, you know, if you're interested, you can go there. And after that, at 9 o'clock, that's when they start the net. Roger?
Roger that. I'll see if I can check it out. Thanks again.
No problem, Mike. Anytime. Just let me know. I'm going to figure out for you that I don't know if you want to hear the ISS or not. Roger?
Yeah, funny thing. I was actually listening to a little bit of that yesterday. I was programming that into my radio there, so I was able to pick up a little bit when I went overhead.
They do that. They come, I think, one time sometime. They come twice. I have a radio for that. I the time and all that. Plus, there's an app on an iPhone, if you have an iPhone or, you know, the other one, Samsung, he can tell what time they're coming this way, or he can hear them on the radio. Roger.
Yep, I was. I found a website there on the head of my iPhone. There was tracking the satellite, so just watching every time it came over.
That's what I like to do. That I like to talk to them. You can talk to them because you're ham already. I can't because I don't have my license yet. But you can contact them and maybe you can find out the PL. You know, the radio I got, I had a friend of mine. He always talked to them from the radio I got. Roger?
Yeah, I copy that. I think the transmitter is 145.990 with the PL tone of 67.0, and the, I think on the receive side is 437.800 is what I have.
Mike, their frequency is 437.8000. That's the frequency. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. That's what I have for the receive frequency, correct.
Hey, Mike, anytime. Any information, I'll be glad to help you if I can, if I know it. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 88.
Thank you, too, Jack. Always appreciate the info. WSTQ 999. WSTA 350, wondering if you can hear me from Ann Arbor.
Station out there in Ann Arbor?
Roger that, I'm on a handheld in Ann Arbor, and I'm hoping to upgrade to a base station at some point. Just wanted to see if I can reach the repeater. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't.
Well, you're doing good right now on a handheld, but if you're on a base station like I have, you know, I just talked to Cleveland. I don't know if you heard me or not. I was just talking to Cleveland, Ohio. Roger? Hey, I don't know what happened, but you must have moved around. You were in the hot spot, but you moved around, and I couldn't hear really. All they had, that's all. Roger.
I'm trying again from the very spot on the floor where I was doing it before.
Hey, do a favor. If you're on the handheld, hold your handheld straight. That way we can talk. Roger.
I'm holding it straight and I'm holding it still, trying to find a spot where it will actually work.
That's no problem, I can tell you. If you're inside the house, be by the window. That's number one. Number two, which, as I said, hold your handheld straight. And I don't know, the antenna makes a difference too. If you have Nagoya 771G, it makes a lot of difference. Roger?
I have the Nagoya in my wish list. It's something to purchase sometime soon.
No problem. Yeah, no problem at all, you know. Just it's Nagoya 771G, if you get an order or in the future, make sure it says on it 462. Right on that antenna it says 462. And that is your best bet, because Ann Arbor, it's really you coming from a Detroit repeater. And I'm here in Rochester Hills, and I can hear you really good. And I'm coming out of Mount Clemens repeater, which is 675. Roger?
Yeah, and I'm hoping to get a base station at some point, and maybe a mobile. And there's a 20 watt, I forget the brand. I've got a list of a couple of things that I'm looking for. I've got an antenna too that I've heard some folks on here talking about that were well reviewed. So maybe someday I will upgrade.
Now, yeah, I'm coming very clear to you, and if you have a pen and paper, I'll give you what I have, and you can tell. But let me tell you that DB20G is only 20 watt radio, and that's what I'm on. I'm also on medium watt, not the high watt from Mount Clemens. They call it DB20G. Right now, Amazon got it for $95. That is the radio I'm talking to. Now, I don't know if you have this down or not. The antenna I have, the Harvest PC200. That is one stick fiberglass. And I talk all over, not only Ohio. 3 weeks ago, I was talking to Chicago. And I was talking to way up north. Roger?
Yeah, I have the Radiotivy CB20G as something to look at, and the Harvest BC200.
And that's how I am. Now, do me a favor, I don't want to forget this. Your coax cable, what I have is LMR 240. That's what I'm talking about right now. But that's 400, I don't know about the 400. To me, I bought 400 coax cable, and you'll do it better, believe me, from all the way down Ann Arbor. I'm not kidding, you do a lot better. Because the 400 is a different. I bought some 400 coax, and I don't like it because it's not flexible. But there is a place over there. Maybe they can do it. I don't know if it's fixable or not. The name of that place, DX Engineer. That's DX Engineer. You can ask him. You can call him. You can talk to them. Roger.
Could you repeat the type of coax that you were talking about?
Yeah, the name of that coax is LMR. L is a low, M is a Mary, R is a Ronald. That's all it says on that coax. No other, that is the best coax cable if you want a good base station. Roger.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. And the other thing was engineer. What was that again?
D like David, X as in whatever you want to call the X. Call it X-ray. The D is a David, and X is an X-ray. And Google it, you'll find their phone number. They got an 800 number, and you can talk to them. Tell them you want an LMR, nothing else. If you are in really Ann Arbor, because you'll do a lot better. Roger.
Copy that. I really appreciate that. Looking forward to, you know, looking at some more. I don't want to spend too much money, but this is a fun hobby, and I look forward to getting more into it. And there's a place I want to stop by in Owosso. I heard some folks talking about it on here. There was a gentleman that works at a computer store in Owosso that seemed to. He was on the network, and like he was stuff. I was like, just stop in there and say hi.
Well, I don't know. I do know who you're talking to, but I'm not gonna say yes or no. You know, I cannot tell you what to do, sir, but. This is my decision, and if you like to talk, good talk, you know, like right now we're doing. Otherwise, would nobody will talk to you if you know what I mean, if it's off, you know, off a little bit or anything. Roger?
More people sort of nearby that, you know, for
well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't hear nothing but a lot of, you know, that's all I heard anyhow. Well, good talking to you, and if you need any more help, I'll be glad to help you out with no problem at all. This is WIUG, 88, Rochester Hills.
Thank you so much. This is John. I am in Ann Arbor, WSDA 350, clear and monitoring.
One more thing. Are you in downtown Ann Arbor?
No, I am on the northeast side, Dixboro, Plymouth Road, sort of near North Campus.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You know what? There's another repeater by the airport. On 90, 94. It's 600 repeater. It's a Sam PL, but not too much people on it. So, except for you, if you know that or not, I don't know what to tell you. Roger?
That's on the other side of town, but I'm over that way quite a bit, especially for my son's sports. So I bring the radio with me when I go over that way. So I'll check it out.
See, now you're sounding good. Your audio is 100% good, and your signal is okay. It's just like cleaned it out a little bit because you're on the handheld. And that's all I can tell you, sir. You take care and you have a good evening. We'll talk again anyhow, anytime you like. WIUG 48.
Very much appreciated. WSTA 350, clear.
WIUG 488, Jack, you copy? WRNW 329.
Good evening, Tim. How are you doing today?
I'm just doing pretty good. Jerry Winder down here for a bit, I guess, and another day of work today. But I don't know what's going on with your radio. Every once in a while, your radio, your modulation drops right off, and you get a whole bunch of static behind you. I don't know, maybe you got a loose coax or something going on.
How about now? Is there, sometime, you know, I talk across the mic, and sometime I talk through the mic, which is right now I'm talking through the mic. Roger?
I don't know, but there's that, just before you unkeyed, the static just started coming through. It kind of almost fades out your voice. So I don't, maybe a loose coax or something going on. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know exactly, you know what I mean? It could be the repeater. I don't have no idea, you know. And we'll find out anyhow. I'll find out maybe tomorrow or something like that. Roger?
Okay, I copy that. Yeah, nice and clear most of the time, but a few times, even earlier, I heard you on there, and it just fades right out and a whole lot of static, and then it clears up again for some reason. Maybe it's the repeater, I'm not sure.
Because, see, right now, maybe that's why, because right now I'm on the high power. Roger?
Okay, that's a possibility. Maybe it's a little bit of interference somewhere on medium.
How about now? Now I'm on medium. Roger?
It's still nice and clear. It seems like every once in a while I could hear it just fall right off the modulation, and then you'd get some, lot of hissing noise coming through with you.
Yeah, well, we'll figure this out maybe tomorrow. See what happens. I got to get up there on the top of the roof and find out how tight that, you know, the antenna and all that, because that was a couple of nights ago, was that wind was blowing 40, 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, we had a few windy days there. It was pretty windy. I was even looking at my antenna, and my dipole was getting a little movement to it up there, but I held up.
You had to work today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Make some money. I make some more money. I got a... You know anybody looking for an antenna? I got an antenna here that I took down and get rid of. It's a GMRS antenna.
No, I don't think I'm going to be too long with the GMRS. I'm going to go to the ham. Ham shack is better. Roger.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did. Well, I switched the antenna out with Bandit, and then I got my dipole up, so I can work a little bit of everything right now. But I got my fiberglass. It's a 200 watt, 7.2 dB gain. I got it in the garage. It's fairly new unit.
I got noticed a couple of times from you. I don't know why. Are you on that 9800
EYT? I'm sitting in my garage and I got my hand held and I'm about at 5% on my, I'm about to die out here in a minute.
Tim, lock up that back door. You take care. You have a good evening. I got to go listen to Hazel Park because Hazel Park, they have a net coming up, and I wanted to listen to it. Catch you later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Maybe I'll log on here. I got to get this thing charged up. Talk to you later. WRNW 329. Clear.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Station 544, WIUG 88, how you doing, Bob?
WRCP 544, good evening, Jack.
Well, good evening, Bob. I just want to see how you're doing. That's about it. Roger.
Roger that. Spent most of the day shopping for new auto insurance. I won't say who I have. However, I did change auto insurance companies with the same policy and ended up saving $1,700 a year. So I'm glad I did some homework, Roger.
That's good. That's good anyhow. A bunch of ladies here. She is with, what they call that? Not State Farm. Farmers. Not Farmers. Yeah, anyhow. So, you did all right. I'm all, you know, I've been with AAA for about maybe 45 years.
Roger that. State Farm. I've been in with them since I was able to drive at the age of 16. And carrying my homeowners, my side-by-side, and my RV are all covered. And I bought this new truck, and holy cow, my payments went, I mean, my policy went through the roof, so... Like I said, I did some shopping around and saved myself a considerable amount of money for the same policy and same coverage. So, no complaints there. But other than that, all systems go here, Jack.
Good, Bob. Good to hear you. I was just about maybe a half hour ago, I was talking to Cleveland. Dan called me, then I talked to him for a little bit, and that's about it. Nothing else in you. You take care, Bob. We'll talk tomorrow. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Be safe, and we will talk tomorrow, I'm sure, sir. WIZP 544, clear monitoring the network.
Hey, you out there? Whiskey, hang on, Black Scott, 902. Hey, that's yours up? No response on Dave. Stand by.
WRTX 930.
WXRE 338. I'm just texting a new antenna and see if I'm able to get in.
WRGP 544, Sheboygan County, sir. I have you, Lima Charlie.
How's my signal coming in? I'm on a reality CB25G with Motorola antenna.
Clear modulation. You do have popcorn in the background, not much, but you are definitely readable and crystal clear as far as I'm concerned. Over.
Perfect. Thank you for the contact. It's a mid-range antenna, not a Motorola. But thank you for the contact. I appreciate the input.
Roger that. As I said, a little bit of background popcorn continues. Keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the rest of your
day. WFSW 542,
Sheboygan County. Bob, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
WRPB 448. Hello, Bob. How are you today?
RGP 544. Well, hello, Kurt. All systems go here, actually, and I did quite a bit of shopping today for new auto insurance and ended up saving a considerable amount of money for the same damn policy. But all systems go here. How about yourself? How's that new radio?
Well, first off, congratulations on getting a better deal, and it's nice to take some of the money back from those you-know-whos. Playing with the new radio right now, just right before dark, I got my long wire antenna put back up, and I think I got some kind of a grounding issue. I'm getting a bunch of noise, not as many stations. So, yeah, I'll be playing around with that for a little while longer tonight. But overall, I am well. Thank you for asking. Over.
See that? You'll get that old antenna figured out, and we'll always ask how you're doing. Yeah, antennas. As I mentioned in a previous conversation, I've got a serial four-element beam mounted on the horizontal that keeps driving me nuts. But I don't give up on it. I keep tuning and tweaking and trying to get that puppy into where she should be. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. This is the first time I had a different shortwave radio that I just put a single alligator lead and a long wire to the antenna, and it came in clear. This radio I've got grounded to an isolated ground that runs outside completely independent and not at all connected to the house electric ground, so I don't know where this noise would be coming from. Over.
Oh, that's a gremlin for sure. A good earth ground, separate from the house. I don't think you'd be getting any residual harmonics from your house ground out there, but one never knows. Due to my illnesses this summer and my surgeries, I'm behind the power curve. I've still got three antennas to put up here in the antenna farm, and looks like I'm going to have to wait till spring.
Yeah, you might have missed your deadline there. I hear something about more snow coming toward the end of the week. I just looked at the windy forecast on the computer. Tis the season. Over.
It is the season. Nothing that can't wait till spring. Radio Shack is up and operational. I can talk where I need to, when I need to, but I did want to add to the antenna farm up here. But no, baby, I'll get to it come spring. That's an interesting situation you got going on there. Where would that interference be coming from?
Well, you had mentioned something about residual harmonic from the house ground when I wanted to mention that's on the opposite side of the house. My service comes in on the driveway side. My radio shack is on the west side. Sorry I keyed out. Over.
Roger that. The only other thing that come to mind is what's the manufacturer's manual, what's it recommend for an old antennae there, and go from there. It may be a different gauge wire, who knows, or see what they recommend and see what they have to say. Probably be the best place to start there.
Yeah, copy that. I just kind of went with what I had before. Like I said, this thing looks like it'll do everything. I keep looking at the videos on YouTube, and I'm a little bit overwhelmed. A lot of these frequencies I can get, apparently I didn't even know existed. Over.
Roger that. I picked up an ICOM 7300 this time last year, Christmas present for myself. saved my pennies for many years and waited and picked up the one I wanted and ended up getting a book for dummies. And there's a gentleman, it's out in the Radio Shack, wrote a real nice book about that 7300, and I still have to refer to it yet. Many bells and whistles, Roger.
Is it like the old days when it was, you know, crank windows and manual locks, right?
Do that and a high beam switch under your left foot. Yes, yeah, bells and whistles and more. And then, of course, I'm up there in age, and I think I've forgotten more about aviation, navigation, and communication, repair, and systems, and all that happy crap. But, yeah, interesting concepts, things that these radios, even the handhelds, you know, you look at the Bofang radio, what they're doing with it, you know. So, yeah, it's quite impressive how far we've come in such a short time. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. WRPB 448 for identification purposes. Over.
DRZP 544. Yeah, it's quite amazing. All right, well, I'll leave you to it. I always would like to hear you there and have you in my home, and it's a pleasure, sir. WRZP 544 will be clear and monitoring on your final there, Kirk.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to play with this for a bit longer, and then maybe I'll watch a video or something, go back to it, you know. But anyway, we'll try to touch base sometime tomorrow. This is WRPB 448, Groveland Township. Kurt, monitoring, and we'll speak soon, Bob. Have a good evening.
Check, check.
WSFW 542 for identification purposes only. WSFW 542 clear.
Eight, six, nine.